does that. When we come around, see, there's the church. She cried to come with us. She was supposed to go home with her mom and dad. So we're going to be making a trip to Parkersburg after church. But a kid crying. I know, I'm afraid there'll be a day coming when we cry to get her to come to church. I remember when my mom would cry, want me to go to church, and I didn't want to. So we're going to see to it that she comes. I'm glad for everybody made their way out this evening. And tonight we're going to talk about our heavenly citizenship. And that's what it's all about. That's what our goal is. Claire and I have talked about this morning and this evening out there about the only hope in this world is Jesus Christ. That is it. Everything else is a dead-end street. And I've tried a lot of streets on my own. And every one of them results in heartache, dead-end, no hope. But Jesus Christ, that continues on. And on and on. And we're going to talk about that a bit. You know, I always tell Debbie when we hear that somebody's in trouble. Somebody's misery. Somebody's hurting. Somebody's something. So always say a little prayer when you hear that. I'm going to start out in Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Kind of got several scriptures we're going to be hitting on. But start out in Luke chapter 10. And the main one is verse 20. Yeah, I'm going to start with 17, actually. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto him, I beheld Satan and lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, we come here again, humbled that we can come together in your name to praise you, to worship you, and to know without a doubt you are God and you are in control. We thank you for your Son, the death, burial, and resurrection, and through him we can have our names written there. We can be what we need to be. We can rejoice and be with you forever. I praise you right now, Lord. I ask you, stir our hearts here this evening. Move upon us as only you can. And again, I pray for our pastor and his family, Lord. Just lift them up. And again, I ask for you to get me out of the way. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Now, let's read that again. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And what really jumped out to me right there about that is, yeah, it's important what we do, the freedoms he has given us on this earth, but we need to rejoice the most because of the ultimate goal that will be attained one day, that we can be in heaven. And our names are written in heaven. If you're a Christian here this evening, your name is written in heaven. Rejoice about that. Have peace about that. Have comfort about that. That's all that matters. Everything in this life is temporary. And everything in this life is hopeless. We've got to seek Him continually. Okay. Next verse, let's go to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, 30 is the key verse. What that's talking about, starting in 24. I'm just going to start in 24. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. He's talking to the disciples, talking about their ambitions and what have you. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doeth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes. And it's talking about partaking of everything that Jesus does. Now think about that, folks. That's our future.
Amen.
As Christians. That's what we need to rejoice about as Christians. That's our hope. There again, anything in this life is hopeless. Anything in this promises a place of permanent residence. And this is John chapter 14. And this is such powerful. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He goes to prepare a place for you, and he's speaking to us. For you, I will come again. Has Jesus ever not done anything he said he would do? He's coming for you. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise the Lord for that. That's encouragement. That's what we need today, to encourage one another. That's what we stand upon. Okay, it also furnishes an undying hope, found in Philippians 3:20. For our confidence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Now think again about that. In this life, our bodies will fail us. Our bodies are failing us as we speak. But we can continue on in the hope that we're going to have a new body. He gives us a promise of a new body as his. It provides us a glorious inheritance. And that's found in 1 Peter 1:4. 1 Peter 1:4. I'm going to start reading at verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, who's unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And when I was reading over that earlier, I was thinking about, we're going to a place that has no sin, that has no robbers,
amen,
that has no heartache, that has no death, that has no sadness. Think about that. Now, if that don't bring a smile on your heart and face, I don't know what will. That's where I'm putting my hope. Like I've said, in the personal life of Jesus Christ. That's where it all lies. The focus. That's the focal point of everything. And in the last one here is found in Revelation. In Revelation 21:27, and it says a register is kept of the names of the citizens. Revelation 21:27. And there in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. In the Lamb's Book of Life. That's where it's all at, folks. That's where it all. We got to rejoice in that.
Amen.
Of life. That's the hope that we have. That's what we got to share with the world for their name also. That book is every person that ever lived and ever will live. There is an opportunity to have their name book of life. You want to come? I usually don't do good when I got two sermons, but the Lord just, yeah. And we always need encouragement. We do. That's why we come on our own. Boy, isn't it good to come and fellowship. We have the same goal, I hope, that our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our goal is heaven. Our goal is service and to encourage one another when somebody's down. We got people from things going on in their lives. And that's, we talked about that this morning, the change that goes on around us each and every day. We got to hang on to that rock solid thing. And for hanging on to that rock solid thing, the ultimate thing is heaven. There was another scripture I read. I didn't get it down, but the things we go through on this earth, for they are for a short time. And in return, we get eternity. And come forward, we'll pray with you, pray for you, whatever. Or just stand up and shout for the Lord this evening. Because that's what it's all about. We're going right back out in that world tomorrow, changing all around us. And it's not changing for the good. But we got the good right here.
Amen.
And we might be able to share something with somebody that might change their life.